Joining us now, our golf fitness trainer, Caitlin Sharpless, joins us.
The official Golf Shop Radio Show trainer.
What's going on, Caitlin?
How's it going, guys? I'm so excited to be back.
But hopefully you're much more excited than Dog Bear that we saw in the tweet. Is Bear awake yet?
Oh, yeah. I was like, come on, Bear. Get it together. It's like, we have a big morning.
Caitlin's all snuggled up on the couch with her sleeping dog, and her dog did not look excited to be talking to us this morning.
No, he's not. I know. I'm like, Bear, your mom's a strength coach. You kind of have to get it together, but he didn't want to have it.
All right. For those of us, it snowed in Charlotte this past week, and there's been hot days and cold days. And so our off-season regimen, getting prepared for the golf course, getting prepared for, consistent spring warm weather, it's got to be something different than sitting around drinking beer watching football, right?
Just a little bit. I would say just a tad bit.
All right, so if we want to get into shape for, or I guess some, not shape, but maybe some form of flexibility or something.
Round is a shape.
Round is a shape.
Oh, my God.
So if we want to get prepared, if we want to get prepared for warm weather and golf, what's some of the things that we need to be doing now to get us prepared?
Yeah, so these are my top three. So if you're not driving, write these puppies down, because we need to be able to hip hinge as golfers. You know how we literally get in your golf stance, you stick your butt out? That is hip, that's hip flexion. But then as we come through into the golf ball, we're actually getting into hip extension, meaning you're standing up nice and tall. So think about how much sitting we do, whether it's traveling or going to work every day, or maybe you sit all day during work. But we are in a flexed position and we have crappy posture. So what we need to do is work on one of my biggest things I do with athletes now, especially during this quote unquote off season time, is have them work on their hip hinge pattern by putting a dowel or a golf club on the back of their back. So 3 points of contact, their head, their shoulders, and their butt. And then just working on getting into your golf posture, really sitting your butt back, feeling a stretch in your hamstrings, that is going to set you up for so much success. Meaning then you can deadlift, and that kind of gives you the prerequisite to put a weight in your hand without hurting yourself or leading into low back pain. So that's number one. And then two, work on your upper body pulling, going back into that, going back into the sitting all day, we are in a crunched over, hunched position, right? So we need to be able to open up our bodies so that we can rotate better in our golf swing. It's all about hitting the ball farther. I mean, come on, we totally know that. So if you can just think any way that you can do chin-ups or TRX rows or dumbbell rows, these all add shoulder stability, which means no more coming over the top or popping out of your golf posture. It's great for mobility. And then the last thing, number three, is anti-rotation core exercise. I know that's a mouthful, but just consider it this way. We rotate so much. We are a rotation sport. So I know this is a buzzword in the golf fitness industry is core. It's all about the core. Well, I'm here to tell you that it's not. Totally not. We need to be resisting rotation to make our spine and our core stronger so that it can withstand all of that rotation that's going on. So it's kind of the opposite of what you think. And it's kind of being able to shift. If you have a standard, standard car, you have to get to so many RPMs to then go to the next gear, which is a huge TPI thing that I've learned from Greg Rose and Dave Phillips. But meaning when you think of our body, a gearing system, you want to be able to make sure that all of your body segments and your body parts are working together. So doing anti-rotation exercise, doing hip hinging and pulling, that really allows us to be that gear shifter. Everything's working together and in sync to get you to that next efficient point of your golf swing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you've got guys, when you're talking about the off season or what we would consider the off season, because if you're trying to get fit and stay fit for golf, it's never an off season. This is just a continuation of it.
Exactly.
You're just not on the golf course. I mean, you've got Hank Haney and guys like that right now are saying that, the best thing to do in the off season is take 100 golf swings. Well, 100 bad golf swings is just going to mean that you have the same crappy swing in the spring that you had at the end of last fall. So I'm not sure that's a great idea. So when guys are in and women are out there thinking, okay, I want to be at my best when I hit the, when I approach the first tee, that first shot of 2017, you know, the kinds of things that they can do between now and then, and we're talking realistic. I was at the, you know, I had trouble finding parking at the gym, and it's always the same in January, right? I mean, it's like the New Year's resolutions, and it lasts for, you know, a little while. And part of that is just apathy and the lack of instant results. But if you can get someone to push past that initial thing, what should they really be focusing on? You know, should they be dieting? Should golfers be worried about, you know, their stamina and doing some cardio in addition to their strength and core training and resistance, all that? What should we be focusing on as the rest of the resolutions are given up?
Heck yeah. So the first three things, those hip hinge, upper body pulling, and then anti-rotation, that's for the gym. Then for cardiovascular stuff, you hit the nail right on the head. Like, you want to be conditioning, and I don't mean turn into the biggest cardio bunny you've ever seen. No, I just did a post on this on my Instagram. We need to be doing powerful, high-intensity conditioning, meaning like sprinting. And if you have bad knees, go for the bike. Or if you can't do weight-bearing things, go for the pool. Or if you're totally fine, get on the treadmill. Like, because sprinting builds muscle. It's great for our cardiovascular system. But here's the biggest thing. We need the power in our golf swing. We are powerful athletes. We put 8 times our body weight on our spine at impact. So we need to be able to jump high. We need to be able to be powerful, run fast. That's all going to help us absolutely murder the golf ball and avoid injury. So sprinting, and if you're like thinking, okay, I don't even know what a sprint is, join us on our Instagram or join me on YouTube. We'll figure it out together. But the thing that we need to be thinking is if you're new to it, try 15 seconds on, 45 seconds off. We really need to focus on work-to-rest ratios as golfers, meaning I don't want to get into the whole CrossFit deal, but like we need to work our heart hard and then let it rest. Work our heart hard, let it rest. So, meaning you don't want to be doing like 10 seconds on, 10 seconds off, like go, 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 like hard, hard, hard. No, that's not how we operate. Because form's going to decrease, and that's how we lead to injury. So if you're just getting into it, like start at 10 seconds really hard on the bike and then rest for 50, or start at 15, rest for 45. Do that 8 to 10 times, and then each week go up 2 reps. So maybe your goal is to get 15 minutes of hard conditioning, and that's what it looks like. And then 5, the whole nutrition thing. Totally. Oh, my goodness. This is something that I've noticed that this past year, a lot of the golfers I work with, they've really improved like their mental game just by fueling their body with appropriate things, meaning not being afraid of carbohydrates, not counting calories. That is the worst thing you could do as an athlete. If you're lifting heavy and conditioning, your body will change, your clothes will fit you better, I promise you. But if you're trying to look like a men's health cover model and you're trying to play golf, it's just not going to happen. You have to pick one or the other when you're considering of being an athlete, because we need the calories. Like, we need those calories because that's what keeps us fueled. So when you're thinking of what to eat on the golf course, I just did a post on this morning. You need to think good carbohydrates, gluten-free, lots of water, leafy greens, like they're coming out your ears, and take a protein shake with you out on the golf course. Like, and I'm all about like simple. So for like what I give to my junior players when they go play in tournaments, like I'll give them a couple organic plant protein shakes that are in containers, are ready to go. Pop them in your golf bag, put them in a cooler, boom, when you get hungry, drink it. Because what's going to happen is we don't think about carbohydrates, protein, and fat, like good fats, meaning like omega-3s or avocados or lots of salmon, nuts on the golf course, all that jazz. You start to get that brain fog and you're like, oh my gosh, it's hole 14 and I can't think straight. Like, I'm getting really tired. I'm dehydrated. I know I can win this match, but I'm really struggling with just like staying in the moment type of deal. if you're a college player or you're trying to get your beat your buddy for that $100 that's on the back nine, like you really got to start thinking about this stuff.
Well, and you touched on something that I'm not sure golfers really think about. We often imagine that golf is more of a slog, more of a marathon than a sprint. But if you look at the way we play more like football players. It's an explosive, fast twitch movement, and then you get in the cart, i.e. the huddle, and you rest, and then you drive to the next shot, and then it's an explosive movement, you know, and then we're back. I mean, golf is a fast twitch muscle fiber sport. It's not necessarily, it's a sprint, not a marathon.
See, Mike has to huddle with himself after every shot. That's why he positions it that way. He needs a huddle after every shot. He needs to have a conversation with three or four different people in his head.
That's so funny. I love that analogy. You're like playing a football game. You're a football player. I love that. I'm gonna
steal it. Go ahead. You can steal it. Go ahead. Steal it. I mean, you go, and then you rest, and you go, and you rest. It's like if people aren't familiar with, they don't think of it in football terms, you can think of it in terms of tennis. You can think of it in terms of, racquetball and squash, where you're going hard for, 10 or 15 seconds, and then you actually have 45 seconds of rest where you're waiting for the next serve. I mean, it's a totally different kind of exercise.
Totally different. And I think that's where I went wrong as a junior player and in college. And thank goodness, I'm able to tell people all about all these awesome mistakes, because now I see it really improving, other people's games. And, they're young golf careers. So this stuff does work. It does work. It's just we think as golfers, we're not really athletes. Or maybe you don't really say that to yourself. I'm not an athlete, but I know a lot of people that do think that about golfers, and that's the perception, but that's just not the case anymore. We are athletes. Look at Jordan Spieth, look at Rory. We are athletes, and they've done a really great job with letting that be known and not being afraid to say it.
Again, our golf fitness guru, Caitlin Sharpless, joining us. And, you brought it up earlier about the shakes and stuff like that. I think people fail to realize why they can't finish off a round sometime is because they are getting tired. Their body's getting tired, and they don't realize the strain. I mean, Mike said earlier, Hank Haney talking about doing 100 swings a day. I've been trying to do that recently with using an orange whip. It's a little bit of a weighted tool to use to swing and kind of get you rhythm and stuff like that. But just doing 50 consecutive swings with something like that is exhausting. So if you're doing 100 swings, definitely break it up. But those kind of exercises and doing the protein and carrying the protein shakes with you, especially for the second part of the round, those are key to helping you finish off a round, aren't they?
Absolutely. And I will tell you, I will not play a round of golf. Whether that be with whatever kind of round it may be, I know I will start to give out around the 13th, 14th, 15th hole. And that's when I start breaking out something that's easy, something that's, readily available. Doesn't matter if you drink it warm or cold. It's just, and it tastes good. So why wouldn't you want to give yourself that competitive edge,
All right. Well, Caitlin, where can our listeners find out more about these good tips? They can follow you on Instagram, Twitter. Where can they go to find more of you?
Yeah, thanks for doing that. If you just Google Caitlin Sharpless, Felix Fortis Golf, I have an Instagram page, YouTube, Facebook. I do a lot of live stuff. So if you have any questions, message me. We'll definitely get it underway. And also to help, people wherever they may be, my friend of mine, Anthony Renna, and I were starting a online golf training conditioning program. So if you don't have a coach and you don't know what to do in the gym and you're kind of confused on nutrition and all that jazz, just let us know and we'll definitely set you up with a good program and get you strong for this season. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Well, Caitlin, we always appreciate you coming on with us and we look forward to catching up with you again.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right,
thanks. Go get to squatting now.
There you go. I'm doing it right now. Thanks a lot.